Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And now a story about learning to love stories.
This is Nikki, and my home is a sailboat on the seas. My lifelong love of books and world travel can be traced back to St. Michael's on the Hill School.
Nikki's memory of a school library may be part of a vanishing story.
Our library was added on to this small Midwestern parochial school in the late 1960s. I was in the third or fourth grade, and it was a tribute to a much-beloved deceased pastor. What a world of wonders were held on those shelves.
I love that idea, a world of wonders for young lives just learning about the world.
I devoured my way through what was available in our marvelous, albeit censored, collection. The good sisters made sure we only had the most proper of reading choices. To increase the time I could spend in this special place, I volunteered as a library aide as soon as I could.
My name is Elizabeth, and I'm calling from Philadelphia. I was anxious in social settings all through middle school. I retreated to the library during lunchtime because it was quiet and orderly. I loved my librarian, I loved reading, and I loved the friends I made there.
So many of you had something to say about your school library when we noted that they are quickly becoming a thing of the past, either because technology is changing the traditional wonders on those shelves or because budget woes are forcing the closing of school libraries around the country. They are changing fast enough for us to want to ask, did your school library have an impact on you?
Hi, I'm Caitlin from Kentfield. I love my middle school library, and I still hold some of those authors really dear to this day.
One more from Mankato, Minnesota. Growing up and even today, school libraries were my amusement parks. Upon entry, get ready for a world of adventure, knowledge, and new experiences. Let's discuss this contradiction between the joy many of you have expressed about school libraries and the closing of these quiet and orderly places of learning away from the classroom with Sarah Kelly Johns, instructor at the Mansfield University School Library and Information Technologies Program in Adirondacks, New York. She's also immediate past president of the New York Library Association. Can you relate to those stories that our listeners have told?
I certainly can. As a longtime school librarian dealing with grades 6 through 12, I watched the wonder of students connecting with books, students expanding their own creativity, and students who did find the school library as a safe place. Although these days it's not quite as quiet and orderly when there's a strong school library program. However, these programs do make an impact on student achievement, do centralize resources so that an entire school has access to them, and do work with every type of learner and teach with every type of teaching.
Are they disappearing in New York City and around the state? The decline in school libraries is huge.
It is really alarming. In New York City, for instance, the number of school libraries has dropped from nearly 1,500 in 2005 to about 700. And I know that the school library system in New York City is working very hard to turn that around. Many of the school libraries across the country are rooms with books. And a school library without a librarian is just that.
Why do educators think that the school library is something that is not critical to the school experience?
Most of the time, administrators cut the school libraries reluctantly. Not because they're not important, but because budget cuts are forcing them to cut any, quote, unnecessary positions. They feel they can't cut a math teacher. But when you look at the salary of a school librarian and the cost of a school library and divide it by the number of students in the whole school, it becomes pretty cost effective. But they cut them because they can.
In Charlottesville, Virginia, where they've turned the school library into a technology lab and a music studio, I mean, I don't know if you necessarily support that, but in Charlottesville, it's a huge draw. It's a big popular program, and lots of kids utilize this library facility.
I think that's great. I think that's fabulous, and I think that's about half of what a strong school library should be. Yes, there needs to be a creation space. There needs to be access to technology. There needs to be access to tailored resources that support students' reading. And there needs to be a person there, or persons if it's large enough, that can find that book for that student. Like the student who said to me, I don't want to read a book that you haven't picked out for me, Mrs. Johns. Also, to work with that student who gets stuck with technology. There's still 30% of the households in this country that don't have access to internet. School libraries, when the internet goes down, it's like, oh my heavens.
Let's go to the library and reconnect with the world. That's sort of the idea here.
Yes, connecting, opening those worlds, being those sailing ships that were mentioned in the introduction.
Since your imagination is running away with you on the various metaphors used by our listeners in the introductions, let me rely on your memory to get a story from you about selecting books for kids. I can recall when I was in school, you know, wanting to have this book, but the librarian said, no, you're not quite ready for that book, but try this one, and then you can go to that one. And how do you evaluate whether a kid is ready for a particular book or matching the book to a student? What memories can you share with us?
That is probably one of the most exciting activities for school librarians still, from my very first day on the job, right straight through. When students depend on you to know them and know their interests and their reading level both, that one-on-one interaction is so rich. And when that student comes back and said, this is the first book I've ever read all the way through, well, that makes your year. And that has happened. I can distinctly remember a student who is in a reading class because of having a low reading level, and coming in and saying, The Outsiders, I loved it, it's me, the book by S.E. Hinton, which still appeals to students years later, and I finished it. Do you have another one like that? That is absolutely the high point of a school librarian's year.
Miss Johns, thanks so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Sarah Kelly Johns is an instructor at the Mansfield University School Library and Information Technologies Program and immediate past president of the New York Library Association.